case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so she said, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. You can't hear me?
Before you start the Hollywood Dirt, I was like, it's Friday, so I'm going to crack a beer.
Oh, yeah. You can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm. I was just...
Oh, you're just drinking your beer.
I'm just going to let you know I'm start drinking my beer right now. Because it's beer 30. So
Got it. Don't worry, parents. It's an energy drink. But anyway, who turned down it's Friday and it's a beer, damn it.
Because I want to know who turned down Chris Rock. Tell me.
Tiffany Haddish, dude.
What?
Tiffany Haddish, she said that when she started making it big, Chris Rock wanted her to be in a movie, and the movie was top five. It was a 2014 movie. I don't remember this. Okay. But she said when they first approached her about it, they were like, oh, yeah, here's a role. And there's this scene where you're going to get it on with Chris Rock, and then Cedric the Entertainer is going to come in. And she's like, wait, so I'm going to do a love scene with two dudes, and it's pretty nasty. And okay, I don't think so.
What?
So she was kind of like, oh, I got offered this role in Chris Rock's movie, but it's got this like graphic scene. So she was like, I'm not doing it. So she turned down Chris Rock's movie when she's on the verge of getting famous, because she was like, I'm sick and tired of people asking me to show my boobs. Like, what's the deal? You know, because I get it with women. You're just trying to be taken seriously. And they're like, oh, here's a role for you.
Right.
You get naked. And you're like, what the hell? Are you getting naked? No. You know?
And sometimes it pertains to the plot of the film. And sometimes it makes sense.
Right.
And sometimes women will take roles like that. But some women are comfortable doing that. And you can't blame them for that. But it is rated R for strong sexual content, nudity, and crude humor. I wonder which one.
That's the thing.
Who took her place, though?
She said that. I don't know. She said that she admits she's wild.
Yeah.
She's a comedian and she likes to do comedy. She's like, but all these dirty roles these guys are offering me, I'm just not interested in.
Yeah.
So she's sticking to it. And now she's rumored to be dating Common, Tiffany Haddish and Common.
Really?
And I, you know,
weren't
I know
the
you
ones
love
that
her
were doing
Tiffany Haddish. I think she's funny, but I always hear her because my kids are obsessed with the Lego movie.
Yeah.
And she did stuff with that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But weren't her and Common doing the whole Bumble thing where they were talking to each other?
Yes.
Doing the
so
social media?
During quarantine, Bumble used Common and Tiffany Haddish for an ad to like show, because they allegedly met. We don't know if they met on Bumble, but they definitely are dating.
Yeah.
And there might have been like a celeb version, so who knows?
Yeah.
But they met that way, so Tiffany Haddish turned down Chris freaking Rock.
Yeah.
And still made it big, which is impressive, right?
And that movie looked like it didn't do too well because I've never heard of it.
Well, maybe if they had been offering these famous actresses better roles, it would have done better.
Uh-huh. Allie, I gave blood yesterday, and I was terrified.
I didn't realize that, one, so many people have never given blood. I just assumed everybody did because I did, you know? And then, two, which is classic selfish thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And then, two, I wanted to know. I had no idea people were scared.
Yeah.
Because it's so anticlimactic in my mind, so I want to hear what happened. I'm dying to hear this.
Well, not only was it my first time giving blood, I was also giving blood during a pandemic, so there was all these other
that
precautions.
That made you nervous?
That did too, yeah.
I would have felt safer, actually, being
it just felt like a strange time to go and give blood, but they were very good. It was through the American Red Cross, and I set up, you can go through their Give Blood app that you can download, so you can find different locations and schedule it all through the app, and like, you can
but
go.
But your motivation was to get the antibody test, wasn't it?
1,000% it was. 1,000%. Which was my ulterior motive of doing this altogether.
Which is, so what? I don't care. That's why they're doing it. So
the
you'll get blood.
Antibodies will tell if I've had contact with or even had COVID-19. So they're doing
that.
And
then you can donate plasma if you have the antibodies, by the way.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Did they talk about that?
They talked about all that stuff. They said,
tell me everything.
They said, so I walk in, they check my temperature. As soon as I walk in, they check my temperature. They do the hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. They asked my name like 40 times, which was strange. I guess it's just to make sure.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't. It's like when you get anything done at the doctor.
They were like,
yeah.
What's your name again? What's your name again? What's your name? What is your name? First and last name? What's your first and last name? I was like, yeah. I started to question myself towards the end. But no, they were very.
I wasn't sure who I am.
They were very clean. They checked my hemoglobin, my iron levels. They did a little finger prick, which is the first thing.
It's just, to me, so like, simple donating because blood's like going to a doctor.
My wife is a type 1 diabetic, so I'm used to seeing like finger pricks and seeing her pull blood out all the time and taking shots. But I'm weird about needles and everything, like seeing a needle go in my arm.
And I said, who isn't? I don't know anyone that loves them, but I digress.
Wait, I know.
So wait, you go in, they take your temperature. Where were you at?
Went to Muskego High School, home of the Warriors, right outside the auditorium.
So they take home your the temperature, Warriors. And then what happened?
They take my temperature. They go through all my information. They double check this rapid questionnaire that I had to take, basically saying that I wasn't in contact with anyone that had or tested positive for HIV or any sort of blood diseases.
Blood donation questions. Those are actually really general, and they have always asked that stuff.
All that stuff. Have you been out of the country? Have you been to certain countries? They just want to make sure that the blood that you're giving is safe and can be used for someone else. So then I walk up to this little table.
Do people worry about that? Is that your... Do people worry about those kinds of things?
Yeah, absolutely.
They do? Your blood is like safe that you're getting?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, because you're saying it like you were worried about it. And I'm like, interesting. I don't worry about that one. If giving blood feels so safe to me because I've done it enough time. I don't know. But go ahead. Okay.
What do you mean?
I'm just curious.
No, does it...
Because you said, you know, that the blood, that my blood is safe to give. And I said, as a person who's giving blood or even receiving, do people worry about that?
Absolutely.
Was my question.
If I was getting blood, I would want to know that it had been through like crazy procedures
to make
sure it was clean.
Yeah, but I just assumed that was my point.
Right.
I don't like.
And as a donor, I want to know that I'm giving something that's good. And I don't want to give something that's tainted. And then it's just sat there and wasted a pint of blood.
I was kind of implying it's an old school kind of stereotype about giving blood that you're worried about what kind of blood you're giving. They're so thorough.
Right.
And I know that's why in my mind you asking that was interesting.
Yeah.
Because I know it's fine.
That
but
makes
go
sense.
Ahead. Okay.
So
go ahead.
Well, hold on. On the way next, I'm going to tell you not only what happened when they laid me down to take my blood, but the one song that I listened to on repeat. Hang on. I'll tell you about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. So I gave blood yesterday. I was talking about this earlier in the week with the American Red Cross, and I also get the COVID-19 antibodies to find out whether or not I had COVID-19. I'll find out in 7 to 10 days. But so I mean, it's at Muskego High School, right? They lay me down on this big like table, almost like a massage table.
Ooh,
it's
go
nice.
On.
So they're like, we're gonna lay you down since this is your first time. If you want to sit up a little bit more, if you're more comfortable, I said, let's lay back a little bit more. And they do the whole cleaning of my arm and all that stuff. And the whole time, I'm not looking at all. I can't look. I don't want to see the needle.
Yeah,
I don't want to look.
That's okay.
I don't want to see what goes into my arm. But
you don't have to look, dude.
I had my headphones in. So I knew I had one song that I was going to listen to. I knew this song is 3 minutes and 23 seconds. However many times I can listen through this song is how long I'm going to be here giving blood. Do you know what song that was, Allie?
I have no idea.
Juicy.
It's Doja Cat. Yes. 103.7.
Oh, I played the wrong one. Juicy by Doja Cat. This, for some reason, this is the song that I wanted to listen to while I was donating blood. So I put this song on repeat and I listened to it like 3 times.
I love this song like
so
too. Much.
I do too.
It's so good. I love Doja Cat though.
So
that's hysterical.
So I'm looking to my left and I've got this little squeezer thing on my arm and she's like, pump it every gentle pump every 5 to 10 seconds. So I'm like, back it, juicy, back, pump. Yeah, there we go. In my head the whole time, I'm like, I gotta like follow the rhythm of everything so I'm doing this correctly. I don't want to screw
so
it up.
Dramatic.
I don't want to screw it up. I know.
I don't even get it. This is so. Wait, when it was over, were you like, wow, I was really dramatic about that?
Bad? The whole time going on, I'm sitting there thinking, this is really not that bad at all. I'm getting a little sweaty because it's in a hot like vestibule outside of an auditorium. There's not air conditioning.
Yeah, you're at
there's
a high school.
There's no circulation.
Sweating like crazy. Yeah.
They kept checking on me. They were very nice. Are you okay? I was like, yes, of course. I'm rocking out the Doja Cat. I'm fine right now. Yes, I'm fine.
So Riggs, when do you get the test about the antibodies and find out if you have them or not? When do you get that back?
In 7 to 10 days, I will get my blood type. I will get the COVID-19 antibody update. I'll find out if there's anything wrong with my blood, if anything at all. I mean, they'll give me a whole full report on my blood, which is great. So
great.
And it all comes through the app. I go, is anybody going to call me? And they said, no. If anything is horribly wrong, somebody will call you. But
God, I love technology.
I do too. And then they give you a number to call so I can track my blood. So if I feel weird or if I get sick in the next couple days, like if I had COVID-19 and didn't know it, I could call a number, give them this number that they gave me, and they can trace my blood and they can take it out of the system, which is smart, right? That makes
sense. Oh, they can trace my blood after.
So if I got sick tomorrow, I would call that number and say, hey, here's my blood number. I think I have COVID. And they'd be like, all right, they'd throw it out, they get rid of it. So they can trace it all the way down to that. It's fascinating how they can do that.
So, and that's great. I mean, I've gotten blood twice in my life in the hospital. It saved my life. What you did just saved someone's life, whether people really get it or not. It literally saves lives. So
they said I could have saved two to three lives with a pint of blood. Two to three.
And I'm glad that I just didn't have the awareness that people were so freaked out by giving blood. I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you told everyone it's not that serious.
No.
It's super
it's not.
Easy.
And I don't even have nothing. Easy. The phlebotomist was amazing. No. Her name was Kelly. She was great. Chris was the guy that checked me in. He was awesome. It's great. It was great.
Slow
look at
clap
that.
For Ray.
Look at that. Slow clap for myself. You've donated blood.
Give blood. Not an ad, but should be.
Totally should be. And with the American Red Cross, that's not an ad, but that should be too, because they're fantastic. There you go. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Today is Friday, if you're wondering. It's the weekend. And next weekend is 4th of July, just in case.
Oh gosh, I can't.
It's end of June already.
Can't even, dude. I can't even. It's the 26th.
What a strange, strange year. I'll say it again. I know it's obvious. I know it's obvious, but I'll say it again.
Yeah, but no matter how much you say it, it still remains strange. Uh-huh. Okay.
Like the fact that Jurassic Park is the number one movie in the country right now, Allie.
Oh.
Jurassic Park.
Is it like coming back again? I don't know how many there are.
Because there haven't been any movies released because theaters have been closed. So there's
Trolls came out.
Right,
me
but
and
that
my
was
kids.
All.
Me and my kids bought it. Yeah, rented it, I should say.
Sure. So was The King of Staten Island, but that you could only rent that online.
Oh, that's on demand. Pete Davidson movie. Okay, go ahead.
Or The Invisible Man, which is another one that was supposed to come into theaters like right around the time that COVID hit and they had to shut down all the movie theaters.
And then release it, yeah.
So now, in the last month or so, they've been opening all these drive-in theaters around the country. And they still report box office numbers from all these drive-in movies. So all these older movies are having a resurgence, like Jurassic Park. Jaws is a big one. E.T.
is
a big one.
Because when you go there, they're showing old movies. Is that right?
Yeah. But they're one of those movies that like anybody can get behind, right?
Yep. Even my kids could. Well, it might freak them out a little. But for the most part, Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Harry Potter movies are making a comeback as well, because those are movies that anybody can watch. And you can watch
those
again on the big screen and still enjoy it. So I understand why they put Jurassic Park and Jaws back there, because those are movies that you can go, all right, Jurassic Park, we'll go watch that on a big screen.
Right.
Something to do. It's a movie you've seen.
Well, yeah, I got two little boys. That's a perfect, I'm sick of animated movies. You want to go watch a movie where dinosaurs are going to scare you.
Yeah. But their box office total, Jurassic Park, $517,000 over the last weekend. Which
what
is
the
pretty,
hell?
Pretty big for
people.
A movie
not only are they watching it, Riggs, they're paying for it.
Yeah.
That's what's even more amazing.
Yeah. The other ones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, all the Indiana Jones movies are coming back as well, because they're showing those on the big screen.
You know, movies I haven't seen in years, that's a perfect example where I don't remember them, but I've seen them all, is Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean is like that for me. I don't remember them, but I've seen them. You know what I mean?
And I thought, I was like, well, Marcus Theaters are opening up again. So I was wondering what they're playing at Marcus Theaters. Lo and behold, Jaws, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Zootopia, The Greatest Showman, Saving Private Ryan, Jumanji, The Next Level. Like all these movies that'll bring people out to the theaters. Like, we'll go watch Jumanji, The Next Level. We'll go see Harry Potter in the theaters again.
Feel good stuff because we're in a crazy time where we have a lot of unknowns and it's familiar, Riggs. I mean, let's just be real.
Yeah.
Like in a time like this where you don't know what is happening with your kids going back to school, or you don't know if you're going to find a job because you lost it, or whatever you're going through, that's familiar. So it's comforting. So I get it. That would make sense, you know?
It's like when you break up with somebody and you're single for a while, and then you call your ex again and you hang out because it's familiar territory. You know the lay of the land.
Exactly,
that's
Riggs.
How it goes,
it's
right?
It's comfortable.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is The Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. So check this. This is so cool. LeBron James and his business partner.
Yep.
Maverick Carter, who you said Maverick Carter, who, what is he, what did he do?
Well, he's been friends for a long time. They played basketball together in high school back in Akron.
Did he invent something?
He worked with this NBA 2K20 prelude thing, and he's a producer for the new Space Jam movie coming out next year with LeBron James.
Business partner. Okay. Yeah. Maverick. Yeah.
Maverick Carter.
He's got a media company called Spring Hill, which is the name of the apartment complex in Akron, Ohio, where LeBron and his mom moved in sixth grade. So it's called Spring Hill.
Okay.
So him and his partner have raised $100 million to launch this company, and Maverick Carter will be the CEO, and then it will combine LeBron James Spring Hill Entertainment. So it will start combining all these other companies they have. It'll bring in LeBron James Entertainment Company. There'll be other companies like Uninterrupted, which is an athlete empowerment media and consumer products firm. All these different companies they have, okay? The point of it, though, why are they doing this? And what is this company they're raising $100 million for?
Yeah.
Well, they said that they want to be a distributor and a maker of all kinds of content, which could be, think TV, internet, whatever, all kinds of content that will give a voice to creators or consumers who have either been underserved or ignored. Now, I started reading more and it got interesting because what LeBron James said is that he wants it to be relatable. He's like, you know, I want people to feel like they're part of the story and that I want them to feel empowered. He said, and Riggs, this is so true. LeBron said, when you grow up in a place like where we were, no matter how talented you are, if you don't even know other things exist, there's no way for you to ever feel empowered because you're like, I'm confined to this small world.
This
he
is
said,
the best I can
that's
do.
Our duty. A lot of exposure. And he's right. You've got people maybe with talent in either a small town or a community that's really segregated even, right?
Yeah.
And you don't ever leave and you don't know you have all these options. Maybe you're really good at something, but you wouldn't know because you've never left or seen it. You know what I mean?
Ditto, even really rural communities, like out in the middle of nowhere where people are just like random farmland people that have talent that don't get out there.
That's why I said it's not just, it could be all kinds of situations. Where people, it could be a small town in the country, it could be an inner city that nobody leaves, it could be all kinds of things where they're not getting the exposure.
Well,
so he's right. And there are people out there that never leave wherever they're at, and they have talent, and what could they have done with it had they known that they had opportunities or possibilities, you know?
Yeah. You become a product of your environment, so you shine a spotlight on them, and maybe some people see that there's other talent out there. Who knows? You might discover the next LeBron James, the next...
Well, he might find a kid that didn't know he could do XYZ with his life, and he does it. Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
And I still want to see the new Space Jam movie coming out next year.
I haven't seen the first one, okay?
What, with Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes?
Never seen it. Oh. Never.
Oh, you're missing out, bro. Yeah, it is funny.
I know. Okay, I'm embarrassed. I feel like I'm 100. I don't even want to admit this.
I want to know why it's embarrassing, because what could possibly be an embarrassing
obsession?
Because
people that like this, in my point of view, are old people. So that's why when I started getting into it, I went, who am I?
Okay.
And what is happening? Okay. I was, as I've told you before, cutting down branches in my yard, doing some yard work because everything's growing in and growing together. So I'm out there chopping, getting a little aggression out. And I found a bird's nest. Okay.
Yeah.
And when I realized there was a bird's nest in this like bush, I went, and I ran away and left them alone. So I've been watching them. I've never watched birds from like hatch to fly away, which is about 2 weeks. I'm obsessed. Every day I go look at them, they're bigger. Every day I watch the mom go get food and bring it back to them and feed them like a baby bird. It's freaking weird, man.
Not like a baby bird. It is a baby bird.
It is. I watch these birds lay in the nest now. They're so big because they're about to fly away. They have wings.
Yeah.
So I see them fluttering their wings in the nest, but they haven't left yet. It's crazy. Like, I'm
ready.
So into it.
Nature,
and
man.
They're becoming people. Like, I'm talking to them now because it's, 2020. So I'm sitting there and I'm having convos. And I said, we got to name them and we got to do this. So,
never do this in elementary school where you had the egg and you would incubate the egg and you would hatch the egg and the little chicks would come out? You never did this in elementary school?
I don't.
Never?
I don't remember. No. I don't remember doing this in in grade school.
Maybe it was an Indiana thing because we were country people.
Maybe they did, and I just didn't care because I hated science when I was a kid, and math and all that stuff. It was like, where's the social studies, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny. So I said we need names. So Owen came up with names, but I was actually going to let the listeners name them because they need three names before they fly away.
Three names.
You see what I'm saying? They're like people to me now. So Owen came up with the names. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes. What did your child name
them? He named them Jeff, Phil, and Mr. Kebab the Third.
Jeff, Phil, and Mr. Kebab the Third.
The Third. Okay, don't forget the Third. Owen, my 8-year-old, that's his names. I said, I lost it when he said Mr. Kebab the Third. Jeff and Phil were funny on their own.
Yes.
That I've got these birds. But then he said Mr. Kebab the Third. And I said, screw that. I'm letting the listeners on Friday, because it's Friday and we want to keep it light. Tell me what the hell I should name these three birds. I need something funny because it's keeping me entertained, man.
Lots of great things come in threes. Oh. Huey, Dewey, and Louie would be great. But those were ducks. They were ducks.
Right. Mr. Kebab the Third I might keep and rename the other two.
Because
it's so ridiculous. You can text.
So you need three names for three birds that will soon be leaving your backyard.
I'm going to let them name them, and they better be good, and they better be funny, or else I'm not accepting your name.
Okay,
come at me.
All right, 414-799-1037.
You can make me laugh.
Name the three birds in Allie's backyard.
Desperate, lonely, and old.
There you go.
Shut up, Riggs. I was joking.
I wasn't. That's hilarious. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. If you told me 6 months ago we would be naming birds on the radio, I would laugh at you say, no, we're not doing this.
But I can't even.
It's 2020, and Allie has a new obsession because she's found a family of birds while chopping down trees in her backyard. And they're getting ready to leave the nest, so now they need names before they leave.
Well, and it's nice because it's a quick rotation. I can sit there for 2 weeks and watch birds grow from nothing into gigantic birds. People take too long, see?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sit there and watch a human for 18 years. I want to watch a bird for 2 weeks. And be done.
Speed up the process. Let's go, science. Come on.
Right. And our listeners have me dying with their texts. What were you going to say?
You can call or text 414-799-1037. That works for calling and texting both. What are the people saying on texts?
Because Owen named them, what did I say? Jeff, Phil, and Mr. Kebab the Third. And I lost it because I thought that was so funny. So I want the listeners to crack me up today. They're texting in. Here's one. Name them Tom, Dick, and Harry.
There you go.
Somebody else said, you should name one of them Karen.
one of the birds,
Karen. I should. It would be so appropriate.
Is she asking for the manager? Maybe you should. What about Flora?
Somebody else said I should name them Tequila, Salt, and Lime.
That's not bad. Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether.
Flora, Fauna. I can't remember those. Sorry.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. I'm trying to think of famous trios. I don't know. People are calling in. Tiffany.
All right, what are they saying?
Tiffany's in Stalas. Good morning. You got some names for the trio of birds?
What should I name my birds?
Hi, yes. So when I was 12, I was learning French, and I actually had three birds.
Okay.
And the only thing that I remember from French is, which was one of the names, which is boule de cheval, which means furball in French.
Okay. Oh. Are you sure you didn't just swear in French on the radio and we have to dump you?
Right.
No, and then the second one was frizzle, because it always, like, it was super fluffy.
Okay.
And, like, its hair was always staticky. And then the third one was tank, because it always, like, ate everyone's food and, like, just kind of flew over and knocked everyone around.
This is my soulmate. I get it. I get you. I feel that bird.
All right.
Well, I feel like, without really knowing the description of your birds, that might fit them, maybe. But
they are just three robins. Like, I am just watching these three robins, and I watch the mom go back and forth and feed them, like, baby birds, which is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, by the way.
It's not like baby birds. They are baby birds.
It's so weird how she carries the food and drops it in their mouth. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's how birds feed each other. Tiffany.
Well, we don't do that as humans, so.
Right?
Well, some people do, but that's another topic for another day, honey.
When they're drunk. Tiffany, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening, Stalas. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Craig is in Racine. Craig, you got names for three little birds?
What should I name them?
Definitely should name them Riggs, Allie, and Gibbons.
Oh, God. In memory of Gibbons?
Oh, come on. Yep. Listen, I don't want it to be my name. I don't.
And I don't want a bird to be my name. And we're sad that Gibbons isn't with us anymore. That on the air. He's still alive.
Well, now I'm going to name it
person.
Riggs.
No, don't name one Riggs. That's not a bad name for three of them.
Yeah, no, but I need something funnier.
Right? Because we're not funny.
Like no, like Mr. Kebab the Third, that Owen, that was funny to me that Owen came up with.
Craig, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, Craig.
Appreciate you listening.
Somebody else said name of Moe, Larry, and Curly. Somebody else said Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah. There you go. Jim.
Jim. How are you guys?
Hey, good. How are you? Happy Friday.
Yeah, I was going to say Curly Moe and Larry and have the mother name Robin Young.
Robin Young.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Name the mom Robin Young. Okay, we've got the mom. I'm in for the mom, and I'm in for Mr. Kebab the Third. We need two other names.
I like the Curly Moe and Larry, but that was just taking
it. It's the three. You're going with three stages.
The maximum softball game that we're not having this year because of the virus.
I know. The memories are coming up. I remember last August we were playing in the Max softball game.
And if you're listening now, Jim, who's on the phone, was our pitcher for the game. He was pitching. Were you pitching for both teams?
No, just Johnny Mack's team.
Right.
Robin had another guy playing.
Oh, okay.
Jim.
Johnny Mack's team, yes.
Yo, Jim.
Jim, is that a normal question when people go, are you pitching for both teams? People always ask you that.
You picked up on that. Thank you, Allie.
I'm kidding. I thought it was funny. And Jim's like, no. I'm only pitching for one.
No.
Jim.
No. I'm only pitching for Johnny
Mack. All right. Thanks for calling, Jim. We appreciate you listening,
Thank
bro.
Thank you, Jim.
Have a good one.
Have a great weekend, you guys. Take
you
care.
You too.
Somebody texted in and said, name them Chad, Kyle, and Aaron Rodgers, which is hysterical. Chad and Kyle, and then Aaron Rodgers.
You could. What about Karen?
Chad, Kyle, and Karen.
What about Karen Rodgers? That way it's a play on Aaron Rodgers, and you still have the funny Karen name.
No. Okay, wait. We've got Mr. Kebab the Third, which was Owens.
Yes.
We've got Robin Yount, which is the mother bird. I'm naming the three birds like I'm 100 in my yard.
Yes.
And then I'm going to get, and then I got to have the Karen and the Kyle. So there we go. Karen, Kyle, Mr. Kebab the Third, and Robin Yount. I'm in.
Yes. Just send them out into the world so they can ask for the manager somewhere.
I am sending a Karen out into the world. My birds.
We don't need more Karens and Kyles. You've just done
too late.
More harm.
Too
Damn
late.
It, Allie. Damn it. No.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it's official. She came out and showed her man to the world. Who am I talking about?
Ooh.
Ariana Grande.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think... She put her new boyfriend, who might I add reminds me of Pete Davidson in the face, dude. This guy... Yes, when I saw this picture she put up on Instagram of the two of them, he's got a hat on, but in the face, all I saw was Pete Davidson. I'm like, oh, she's got a type, I think. Although Mac Miller didn't look like them either, so I don't know. But
yeah.
That's all I could think. Anyway, her new boyfriend, who, if you've seen the Stuck With You video, love that song with Justin Bieber.
Oh, Stuck With You. I was playing Thank You Next, and she was on to the next
one. No, I said Stuck With You. Briggs doesn't listen to me when I talk ever, people. What's new?
What did I say?
Stuck With You.
What did you say?
Shut up. Her and Justin Bieber did this song.
Yeah.
And then they came out with a video where he's dancing with Haley because they're at home. They couldn't film a video anywhere. They had to film it at home. It was quarantine.
And a bunch of random people were in it, too. Like they used footage from fans.
Right. Yeah. But her and her boyfriend, Dalton, whatever his name is, it looks just like Pete Davidson, I'm going to say. I'm going to call him Pete Davidson lookalike. She's dancing with this guy, and that was her coming out to the world. Like, okay, we're together. Yep. Here we are dancing in this video, which in my mind was totally going to screw you, right? That she did that. But she had not mentioned it anywhere. She hadn't put the guy on Instagram. She hadn't officially said it. It was just here she was officially dancing with her boyfriend in this video. Well, the picture on Insta is the official that Ariana Grande is now in a relationship with a guy you don't know who looks like Pete Davidson. You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
But she's 27. Let her live.
Yeah.
I love it that she dates guys for a year here, a year there. This is how she's going to figure out what she wants. Let her live. That's what
Let her put him in a music video,
Taylor
too.
Taylor Swift got so much crap for going from dude to dude to dude.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And so go check it out on what? Her Instagram is where you see the picture of him?
Yeah. Everywhere. She put it up everywhere. You can see a picture of the two of them.
Name the Nintendo tune. It's been the theme all week. Hooking up an Amazon Echo Dot from our friends at Columbia Records. So what song is this? Huh? What up, Doris?
Hello.
Do you know what song this is?
It's Blinding Lights.
It is nice. Blinding Lights. Do you know who sings it? Just for fun, just for good measure. Do you know who sings it, Doris? Do you know who sings it, just for fun, for good measure?
Is it The Weeknd?
It is The Weeknd.
Yes,
woo! Absolutely. Uh huh.
It helps to have teenage children.
It does. Nice.
I love this song.
Congratulations, Doris.
Yes, girl. Do you have an Amazon Echo at home?
No.
Fun. Well, you're going to have fun with this, girl. You can play with it. You can tell it to play Kiss FM anytime you want. You can ask it random questions. You're going to have a good time with this. And you can yell at your kids through an intercom if you have another one.
You can absolutely do that, too.
You.
Yeah.
For real, girl. It's good stuff.
Doris, hang on the phone. We got to get your information. We're going to mail you this Amazon Echo Dot. We'll get it in the mail, and you can listen at home, all right?
Thank you.
Hold on the phone. We got to get your info. And here it is for you. In its non-8-bit Nintendo form.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. The real version. The Weeknd. Blinding Lights. 103.7 Kiss FM. And thanks to Columbia Records for hooking up these Echo Dots.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so LeBron James and his business partner, his name is Maverick Carter. He's got a media company called Spring Hill Company, and it's basically named after LeBron James' apartment complex that he grew up in Ohio.
Well, they used to play basketball.
His mom too.
They play basketball together in high school back in Akron, Ohio.
Right. So they named it that, and that's where his mom moved when he was in sixth grade. And they started this new company that I think is so cool, because what they're going to do is they're going to bring all these other companies, basically, are going to have a part of it. So it will be LeBron James Entertainment Company, and you'll have another company, Uninterrupted, which is like an athlete empowerment media and consumer firm. So look, basically, I'll break it down for you in our terms, okay? Because LeBron James is going to be the chairman of the board. They're going to try to get into homes where they can expose people to all of the things they don't even know are out there.
Oh.
They said that they will be a maker and distributor of all kinds of content that are going to give a voice to creators and consumers who've been pandered to, ignored, or underserved. Now, what that means is there's a lot of people out there, and it says as a platform to give people of color the creative control that's long eluded them. So I get what he's getting at. He's saying you're going in and you're showing people that what's out there. You're showing them the things you can do in the world, the opportunities you have, because a lot of kids, if you maybe are poor or even not, don't ever leave their hometown. Some kids never leave their neighborhoods, okay? Let's not forget that. So you could have a kid with all kinds of talent who's never been exposed to 50 things they could be really good at in their life, you know?
Yeah.
So he's going to go in and kind of find these kids and expose them to more, which I think is great.
Colin Kaepernick kind of does that with his youth organization too, like exposing youth to sports as well and getting them out and giving them another opportunity to be great at what they're doing in different areas. So that's cool that LeBron's doing that, signing up. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for Space Jam to come out next year. LeBron's in the new Space Jam next year.
Oh,
did
God,
you know
I haven't seen the old one. I haven't
the
seen
one with Michael
one.
Jordan and Bugs Bunny? It's revolutionary, Allie. Revolutionary.
I know what it is. I just never seen it either.
what's the question? Because I don't know. I'm not a good fashion dude, Allie.
No, this is my anyone wife, can answer this question.
My
I
wife
think,
dresses
especially,
me.
No. You could answer this, okay. I think. Any man could. But like I said, women or men, feel free to call or text to 414-799-1037. My sister's getting married next June.
Okay.
Assuming everything goes according to plan.
Yeah.
She has my sons in the wedding, of course, her nephews. Owen and Hudson are ring security. Is that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
What's ring security? Like the ring bearers?
They're going to come down the aisle with a suitcase, like a briefcase, with the rings, and they're going to have sunglasses on and black seats. They're ring security. Is that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
Is that
right?
A thing that people have done before? That's a good idea. I like it.
I don't go on Pinterest and look at wedding stuff. It's probably a thing. Let's be real.
I like it. That's a cool idea. It's better than like the little girl carrying it down with a pillow. I'm like, that's interesting. It's neat.
If you're shy and you're a kid, that's a big deal. So putting on sunglasses makes you feel, you know, invisible.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's telling me now how for this wedding, her and her fiance, my future brother-in-law, he wants to wear black suits. Okay.
Yeah.
She is worried about the bridesmaids' dresses. She's got that under control. But she told me that he said, her fiance was like, we don't need to go buy tuxes. We don't even need to rent tuxes. We don't need to rent suits. Just tell everyone that's a guy in the wedding to wear a black suit. Okay.
Okay.
So she was like, okay, but here's the question.
Uh-huh.
She was worried that men would show up in different colors of black. And I went, what do you mean black is black? So this started a whole nother discussion because her fiance said a black suit is a black suit. Black is black. And she's like, no, it's like, think about black t-shirts. Yeah, they're black, but you could have a lighter black, a darker black. She started going into if something's like, picture a faded black, right? Or and I was like, I think you're overthinking it. And that's what her fiance said. So I'm asking you, if I told every man to grab a black suit and I lined them up, is a black suit a black suit? Or are there literally different shades of black we can't see with the eye until they're next to each other? Are you following me?
I am.
Are you following me on the? And I told her, I think she's overthinking it.
It's hard to follow,
I would ask
because
you,
it seems stupid, honestly.
So it's such a stupid part of the decisions.
The only difference that you could have in a black suit is if you had one guy that showed up with like maybe like a pattern on a black suit, like if there were like a gray lines or it was
right. And she's not worried about that. She's worried about the literal color black being different shades. Like that's the only way I can describe it.
Let me ask her.
Faded black.
Did you ask her what is she worried about? What happens if they come in slightly off shades of black? What happened?
No.
What's going to happen? What is she worried about?
I guess the pictures and the way it looks, I guess. I told her it was ridiculous. I told her that. But
yeah.
I also told her, okay, fine. Maybe there are different shades of black. I don't know. I'll ask. Again, 414-799-1037. You can text us or call that number because, okay,
what?
Maybe if it's ridiculous.
They're coming in already.
They are coming in.
It's different. No matter what, it's different. No, it's not. Your sister is correct.
So people are saying there are different color blacks. Think about how blacks show up in pictures. I'm trying to picture black clothing. Like, the only thing I can picture in my mind is like literally, I keep saying over and over, a faded black t-shirt being a lighter black. But
like if you said gray, then I would be like, absolutely, there's different shades of gray.
Totally.
Light gray, dark gray, off gray. Yes, gray. Yes. But you're right. Black
but her fiance told my sister, black is black. Like a black suit, they're going to look normal. They're not going to look weird next to each other.
Yeah, she's focused way too much on that. All right. Well, people are calling and people are texting.
Oh, they're texting too. Oh, boy.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. Is a black suit a black suit?
This is literally the combo I had with her. Welcome to being a maid of honor, my friend.
Dude, you were overthinking the F out of that pendulum. Settle down. Hold on. We'll take your calls.
Can I just plan the bachelorette party and be?
Yeah. We'll take your calls at 414-799-1037. You can also text to that number. We'll read your call. Read your text and take your calls next. Black is black. This suit is black, not. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's sister's getting married next year in June.
Her first wedding, so she is very, very excited.
I bet. And very, very much overthinking little details.
As a lot of brides do.
Yeah.
So she called me and was freaking out about her fiance saying, let's just wear black suits. Let's not buy tuxes or suits. Let's not rent them. Just tell everyone to grab a black suit and meet us at the altar. And she said, well, I think there's different shades of black, though. And when everyone shows up, these black suits are going to look funny. So I couldn't even wrap my head around it when she first was asking me. And then I went, I think you're overthinking. But according to people texting, they say there's different shades of black. And that if you show up all together in different shades, I'm like, what?
Did you say the last text that came in to 414-799-1037? As a former goth kid, I can tell you that there are absolutely different shades of black that don't just look right together. Also, it's her day, so maybe just do what she wants.
I agree.
All right.
But he's trying to save I mean, renting suits can add up to thousands of dollars, people, if you have enough people in the wedding. So I get why he's going, just find a black suit. Everybody's got one.
Just buy a black suit. Katie's in Sussex this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So I was thinking, you know, like, I know, like, with cotton and t-shirts and such, you can get the fading and you can get the different shades. But, like, when you have a dress material, does it really fade like that?
Solid point.
No, because you dry clean suits. It doesn't. You don't wash them in a washing machine. So, like a T-shirt, a black suit will retain its color.
She's
it's
saying
always black.
Even the cotton changes color. Not that type of fabric doesn't fade like a cotton one would. I get. She's saying that fabric alone too makes a difference.
Oh, if it's if one's wool and one is cotton, one is polyester. I get.
Which I get.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Like at the end of the day, if John and Dan wear different color suits, I mean, it's not about the suit, though. It's about the marriage. So,
right.
Thank
really
you.
That much?
Thank you.
No, it doesn't. But
no, it doesn't.
You know,
matter.
I'm the maid of honor, so I just say yes or no and keep my mouth shut. This is what we do. But I did tell her she was overthinking it and being ridiculous. I did, in fairness.
And it's her first wedding, so she's really excited about this one.
Right.
Really excited.
And I'm happily divorced, so you know my input is less than none.
Yeah. Katie, thanks for calling. We appreciate listening this morning.
Yeah, no, thank you, Katie.
You too. Mike is in Hartford. Our friend Mike, what do you think?
Hey, Mike.
Black suit's a black suit, right?
I agree with the previous caller. Depends on the type of material. If they all get cotton suits and they're all relatively new suits, they shouldn't be much of color variation. But if you get like wool, polyester, or cotton, you're going to have different types.
Yep.
Different type of like... grains in the material will hit the lights differently. So
I just think even if you get up there and they're just slightly off shades of black, nobody's going to be looking at any of the suits. Everybody's going to be looking at your sister, Allie, because that she's the center of attention.
They're
as long as her dress looks nice and she feels great and looks great, that's the only thing that matters.
Nobody cares what the dudes look like.
Nobody looks or gives a second thought about the groomsmen at the wedding. The bridesmaids,
it's
maybe.
True.
The bridesmaids, yes. But nobody cares about the groomsmen.
Are they all going to have the same matching shirts underneath? Are they wearing ties?
Well, you know what? Thank you, Mike from Hartford. I love that question because that's what I said to her. I started Googling black suits to see if you could get different shades of black suits. Is there a different? Yeah, I had to Google because I'm thinking she's being so ridiculous. So then when I Googled, I realized, I said to her, I said, Penny, my sister, Penelope, I said, Penny, listen, yep. I said, it's what really matters is the color of tie and shirt underneath and a vest, because that would match. And then you really might not see the black. If they all had the same color tie, let's say.
Yeah.
Which would maybe let's say it's green like the bridesmaid's dress.
But then
okay?
You say everybody get a red tie, then they might all look different because you said everybody get a black suit. So now they all
look different.
See, but
that's where my compromise is, Riggs, is that we get the ties and we give them to them. And so they're all the same and they just bring a black suit. That would be my compromise, but I'm not getting married.
We had 18 people in our wedding, ooh, including me and my wife. And we all rented the suits from the same company. The groomsmen matched the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I matched my wife with a different colored vest and a tie, and then the dads had different vests and ties than the groomsmen. And then
let me ask you, Mike.
I coordinated with everybody.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have a stronger marriage now that you matched at the wedding? Because you're like, are you like, but more stronger marriage?
I made the wife told me this is the color you get to pick. I don't care what kind of suit. Just
happy wife, happy life, man. I get
that's
exactly.
Freaking right.
All right.
I'm trying to tell somebody, women are more simple than you think, you dummies.
Mike,
I saw somebody
for...
that yesterday. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
And you know, I really wanted to know what it's like to have 18 friends, really, was all I was thinking when Mike was, how do you have 18 close friends? That's impressive.
Last one from Jake in Milwaukee. Jake, another dude's opinion. What do you think?
Hey, Allie, there's definitely different shades of black.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
And for pictures alone, man, that's your sister's day. She's going to want them pictures to be perfect. That black.
I know. Oh, trust me, I know.
That's got to be spot on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jake in Milwaukee, not Jake at State Farm, Jake in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
What if somebody texted in and said, well, if she has a good photographer, they'll make sure that they look good anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think of that thought?
That's true, but they ain't going to change the color of the... Those suits, guys.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Kylie Jenner
looks amazing in pictures because Photoshop. You can make wedding pictures look great with Photoshop, I guarantee. Slightly
Which
off
is,
black? Oh, well, add
I
a filter.
I believe you about that. Yeah.
Add a filter. You know what?
Yeah.
In fact, if they do black and white pictures, you're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Oh, Briggs, come on. Knock it off. Listen, Jake said that there's different colors. Mike in Hartford said there's different colors. Even Katie said there could be different colors. So we had three callers say there are different shades of black if you get a black suit.
Yep, and all three of them are wrong.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.